Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what did conversos and alcañices put on their door frames to cover the place where the mezuzah had been? Dr. Sergio Rodriguez López Ross is Vice Rector of the Abad Oliba Theo University in Barcelona. He worked in a number of positions in the Spanish Foreign Service, including as director of two Cervantes Institutes. He's considered to be an expert on cultural and corporative diplomacy, ethics and AI, transparency and sustainability, among other areas. Since 1994, Dr. Rodriguez has worked to improve the conditions of the Roma population in Europe and has collaborated with Greenpeace and Amnesty International, among other NGOs. Dr. Rodriguez was born in Barcelona, but his family was originally from Alcañices, a small town in the Spanish province of Zamora, about 310 kilometers or 190 miles to the northwest of Madrid, right on the Spanish-Portuguese border. In fact, in 1297, a treaty was signed there, establishing the border between Spain and Portugal. As happens with many small towns in Spain, it has a Jewish history that is practically unknown because until recently it has never been researched. Rodriguez became interested in that history and began to study it. During its recent conference, Zamora Sefardí organized a visit to Alcañices, in which Dr. Rodriguez told us about his findings and gave us a tour of the town, with emphasis on its Jewish past. He told us about typical Jewish occupations, which were mostly leather and other crafts, in contrast to the non-Jewish population, who were mostly farmers. We saw what had been a Jewish house and the tanneries, and he spoke about other Jewish sites, such as the cemetery. Near the river, which flows between high rocky hills, we saw two small flags which mark the border between Spain and Portugal. This remote frontier was an escape route for Jews at the time of the Inquisition and also during World War II. In this program, Dr. Rodriguez tells us about the town of Alcañices and its place in Jewish history.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Sergio. Could you first tell us a little bit about the town of Alcañices, where it is, and more or less the population, and what they do?
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here today. Alcañices is a small village today in the border of Spain to Portugal. It's a very nice place in which there is the Sierra de la Culebra, in which this is the main reserve of wolves in Europe. Partly because it was a very out of the main roads, that's the reason for which during the centuries a lot of the old traditions were conserved here. There are many things very old. For example, during the Easter times, people used to wear masks, trying to threaten the other people in the village. This is trying to remind the old times in which, you know, the winter was coming or the sun was coming. So there are many old traditions here. So it's a very interesting place, but it's a very nice place in which you can find out many traditions.
You were born in Barcelona and you're vice rector of one of the universities in Barcelona. How and when did you become interested in studying the history of Alcañices?
My family comes from this village. My grandparents were born here. They finished their careers. They worked for the state in Barcelona. That's the reason for which I grew up there. My father, in which arrived to Barcelona with 2 years. But we have always been linked to Alcañices. And since I've been part of the Spanish Foreign Service, everywhere, in every city where I have been, I have always tried to help the village. And in each vicinity, I have a link to the Jewish communities there. I'm very close to the Jewish communities. And that's the root of my interest for the Jewish quarter of Alkanithes.
How did you know even that Alkanithes had a Jewish history?
There were many people who supposed that because, you know, in the past it was a very important village. It was one of the biggest villages in the border. And that's there was the venue of one of the noble houses in Spain, the house of Albuquerque, the Duke of Albuquerque, who was the Marquis of Alkanithes. And that is because, you know, Alkanithes was a very big place in the past with almost 5,000 people living here. And, you know, a border place is always a business place. And it was a very rich village. And many people supposed, as a Jewish, were involved in many of the business in Spain before the terrible decree of the Catholic kings. Then there was in 1970 a congress in Madrid in which one of the people there supposed that in the past in Alkanithes there would be a Jewish community. And I take this challenge, and I try to seek if that was true.
So are the inhabitants of Alkanithes aware of this Jewish past? I mean, have they always been aware of this Jewish past? And how do they feel about it? Because traditionally and historically, there's been a lot of anti-Semitism in Spain, or at least bad feelings about Jews. So traditionally, were the inhabitants aware of a Jewish past?
Oh, yeah. They are, in fact, very proud of it, of that past, because, you know, in the past, the 10% of the whole population of Alkanithes, and that is about 40, 60 people, were Jewish people. And they had very good relationships with the Christians they live here.
Can you tell us about the method? Once you decided to do this research, what was your methodology? How did you go about doing it? Did you interview people? Did you use documents? What did you do?
I used documents. I went to all the main archives in Spain and in Portugal, as well in a border. Portugal was, of course, very important. And I found out with the processes of the Inquisition, 16 processes exactly. And these are from the period of 1558 and 1719. So during those times, you can find out these are the oldest tracks I found out. But of course, here, there are many old traditions that people know that it comes from those times and from the Jewish communities. For example, the food, or try to use the new, you know, the new tools of work after the Christian Easter. People, even today, are using, for example, the habitus, making things. Most of them don't know the origin, but they are doing the same things that Jewish people did. For example, many people with Jewish surnames selling shoes or working, you know, with gold or silver, or, you know, making technology. So being working in the commerce. So they are people who are with a Jewish past. And it can be also seen in many of the surnames here present in Alkanithes, no? Ferreira, as an example, no? It's very typical. Ferreira is very, very typical here. As a Monzón, people coming from the former city of Monzón in the Kingdom of Aragon. So, and, you know, many surnames coming from those times. You know, there is a Mikveh here. There are many traces if you look at the doors in the country here. For example, no.
Do you know how many Jews lived there before the expulsion? And you mentioned that they were craftspeople, a lot of them.
Yeah, more or less the 12% of the people here before the expulsion, the Jewish community were expelled to Portugal. There was about the 12%. In the best moments, Alkanithes had a population of 5,000 people here. So it's a huge number of people living off trading, of selling things, couriers, for example, you know. So my challenge was to find out most I can reading those populations here. And it was very interesting. And the best thing, it was, you know, to seek out in the main archives around Portugal and Spain. And there I find many details. I can say, for example, that the most of the people who were prosecuted had roots in Archnethes for many generations. They were very well known, had a very well reputation, well considered, had even power places in the village. And that emerged trying to seek in all those processes, right? So the processes are the base, the core of my research for this.
Did you find a Jewish quarter? Do you know where that was?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It is within the walls. There were two Jewish quarters. There was the old Jewish quarter around the current street called Calle de la Obliga. And this is the old within the walls. During the centuries, as the Jewish community was growing up, there was also the new Jewish quarter out of the walls. But, you know, both used the part of the Tenerias that was close to the river. There is a river very close to Archnethes. And they went there to work with leather, with silk, with many other things. And there is a place in Tenerias called Ribera de Bozas, which is making reference of the silk. There are many places. There is a little mountain in which it is called La Montaña de los Judíos, the mountain, the Jewish mountain. I also discovered that around 1 kilometer out of Archnethes was the old Jewish cemetery.
So you found the cemetery?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Today, there is this very old name. It's called Cortinero de los Muertos, that in the old Spanish language means the countryside, you know, the yard of the death people. And, well, it has all the conditions to be the warrior place, because there is a road. It is in direction to Jerusalem. And the land had been ever used for cows or for making things for walking. And there was, of course, very close to the river. So, you know, so these have all the conditions to be the burial place. So my aim is to very respectfully to make some researches there to be sure that that is the old cemetery. And the intention, the aim of the major today is to recover this old Jewish quarter, to make more and more researches, and to be part, you know, even of the Red de Juderías, of
the network of Jewish quarters.
Yes, exactly. Indeed. Yeah. It's very interesting, you know, because it's really, really very interesting here in Archnethes about the Jewish past. I find out many traces in the walls, in the places, in the surnames, and in the attitudes, and even in the clothes and the robes they wear. So I may find out many things. But there are also many things to be discovered. And the most important thing is the most Archnethes has been out of the main roads, the more material you can seek and you can find out here. There are many, many tales. For example, there is a tale of a legend about Rachel and Ervigio, who is a Christian Jewish couple who were living very close to in a house in the forest. But I'm sure that making more research, making more diffusion, people will be even more interested in this and will even make tourism on these things.
Can you tell us a little bit about the houses that you found with Jewish markings?
Oh, yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For example, there are many houses in which you can seek, for example, the Sion Mountain, all right, with a cross in the hill. That was a mark of someone who was converted. He wasn't converted, and he wanted to show he was a Christian, and he put the cross, but in the base, in the bottom, there was the Sion Mountain. So this is very typical. And in the doors, for example, in the right, you can see, for example, now, marks the mezuzah was here, and after the explosion, they substitute the mezuzah for the horseshoe because they conserved the tradition of touching that place before, when entering to home and when going out of home. And even they didn't know because they did that thing. So that's very, it was very interesting that.
So places where they used to have a mezuzah.
So it's very curious. There are many houses here with this. And there was the tradition of touching with the hand, with the right hand, and taking, leaving the hand to the front of the head, when touching those horseshoes.
That's very interesting, because I haven't come upon that anywhere. Have you seen that anywhere else, that a horseshoe on the place where there used to be a mezuzah? Have you ever seen that anywhere else?
Well, exactly. There are 3-4 houses here in Cañizas, not in the other places in Castile. I don't know many other places. But that was a very discreet thing to conserve the old Jewish traditions. The other one, for example, was the sausage. The people who were still being Jewish, but in front of the eyes of the Christians, and they were Christians, all right? What do we call it in Spain?
Crypto-Jews. You mean they were
crypto-Jews? Yes. They say, you like to, I love sausages, so they're magnificent, but they were not made with pork, right? So it's called ayadas. It can be even found here in both in the Spanish border and the Spanish side and the Portuguese side.
So yeah, I was going to say that's very typical of Portugal, those sausages that were not made with meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's very good. And well, people, you know, making shoes, people making with leather, making with silk, and well, that's so very. It's really very interesting to know the life. That life, it was an example of living together, of respecting one to another, and well, everything changed in 1482. So my next challenge is to work in private archives. Because I'm sure there are many names, many things there in private archives, and well, governments in Portugal and in Spain are asking people to gift or to even for time in public archives, so make to easier for the researchers to seek things in those papers, in those documents. These are very important.
Sergio, I have met people from different parts of Spain who suddenly are looking for Jewish heritage, and they think that their ancestors might have been Jewish, and they're very proud of that. Have you found any cases like that in Alcañices?
Yes. There was Mr. Gamaliel, for example, okay, who was the one working with the leather, who discovered it, or find out by chance he had a Jewish past, and he was very proud of it. But even the family is very proud of that origin. So everyone who discovers that he's from Jewish origin is always proud of it. There is no one who is ashamed. They're very proud of it. I think that Spain has been doing a very good work, but of course, we can do our best together and make even things, you know, easier. Recover the nationality, for example, which is a very good step to recover, you know, the Sephardic language, because there are many words even conserved here, to trace, you know, the old habitudes and the old places. So to have, you know, a very good research on what remains, and to give new life to the Jewish communities, is very important.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
Well, for me, it's very important. I'm really thankful for your interest in this. Cañizas is a very nice place. Fair to consider that here there was the signature of the Spanish and the Portuguese border in 1297. So. It's a very old village, but he's very fixed up to make a monument here. And the old Jewish quarter, the new mayor wants to rebuild it and wants to dedicate a house to make an interpretation center. And he wants to make more conferences on this. And also he has told to the old families here, please try to find out in your archives and your old photos, or try to seek for things that you can help to rebuild this Jewish past, to become that past must be present today, because this is the future.
Just out of curiosity, you know, something that impressed me was that when we went down to the river on the tour that you gave us, you could see the two flags, the Spanish and the Portuguese,
mm-hmm.
for the border. And I was wondering if at any time, like maybe during World War II or anything, if anybody escaped from Europe through Spain, and was that ever used as a kind of a route of escape?
There was a route of people trying to pass people to Portugal. The problem to Portugal is that they had also a dictature.
Yeah.
There was Salazar. Right. Here was Franco, and there was Salazar. But for example, in the Pyrenees, where there were many people trying to pass people through the Pyrenees to escape from the Nazis.
And many people actually did come through Spain and escape through Portugal. And, you know, they had transit visas. I mean, they didn't plan to stay in Spain, but they had these transit visas that they could go to Lisbon and take a boat or something.
Yeah, because Portugal is very linked to Brazil. And Brazil had no treatment with the government in Europe. So if you were living in Argentina or you were living in Brazil, you can absolutely escape from the French and the German Nazis or the Spanish authorities or the Portuguese authorities. So many people passed from here, through the mountains. There were many people dedicated to pass people through the border. And the people went to Porto.
Did that also happen in Alcañices?
The Pasafronteras, the people called Pasafronteras,
yeah.
Right? There were people knowing very well the forest. They used to go 2 hours before the sundown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And their eyes were used very few lights. And exactly, they knew how to arrive there. So that was very interesting. The Sisi Pasajudios called here. There were people trying to pass. And that was very, very important, very nice. Yeah. They know exactly the places where to pass. They know how to escape the policemen here in Spain. So that's very, very interesting. So Pasajudios, that was the role here in the border. Very interesting. Yeah.
That is interesting because nobody hears about that. People only hear about the Pyrenees.
But, you know, there are only a couple of hours in by car to Porto. In that time, perhaps it was 1 day, 2 days, not more. If you do the travels during the night, you can arrive to a ship and to go to Brazil very easily. And in Brazil, of course, you were saved.
Do you have any idea how many Jews did that through Alcañices?
Yeah, perhaps many people up there. I found out many stories, many family stories with this. And I don't know exactly the figures, but that's one of the other challenges I have. But I'm sure that many people went there because it was very useful. I know one family who did it, Munoz. They went there. They crossed the border. They went to during the night to arrive to Porto. Then they took the ship and bye bye. So to Franco and to Salazar. So that's very important to people to escape through Porto. And it is also very interesting that Roma communities, you know, Spain together with Romania is the second European country with Roma population. And there was many solidarity between the Roma people and the Jewish people trying to escape from the difficult situations. And this is a very few known in Europe, and you can find out in Spain.
Very interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I'm so happy to talk, to give me some time to hear my homage to the families who did their best to escape and to live with dignity. Because to be Jewish is a thing to be very proud. My link to the Jewish community is very important, and it's very important. Spain cannot be understood without Jewish past.
Thank you very much.
Very kind of you. Thank you for your questions and for your interest.
that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.